Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 191 of the Unknown Games Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian, and joined with me, as always, my co-host, Alex. What's up, man? How's it going?
Yo, it's good.
My man gave himself a golf clap. That is, you know, everyone should walk around with that soundbite, you know, just for those moments.
We should use the golf clap more often.
but it's been a pretty good week this week. We're starting out on Monday as always, and of course we can't say thanks enough for listening. And if that sounds like I'm ending the show, thanks for listening. Wow.
All right, you see you next week.
There we
go.
Same time. Yeah, that was good happened show. Again. All right, everybody, we're gone for the day. But thanks for joining us. If you're watching on YouTube, thanks so much for watching there. If you're watching on Spotify or any of those services, thank you so much. Go ahead, leave a like and subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends and family about us, whoever, you know, might like video games or like things in Japan. We talk about both of those things. So today we're going to be talking about the state of play that Sony had last week. And there was a couple things that we both kind of found interesting in the show, and we'll go over those. And Ehe is no longer with us. No, Ehe is working right now. He's busy.
Is he?
He's busy. He's almost done with Yakuza. He said it'll be done this weekend.
Shit, he's been binging the fuck out of it, and I guess, yeah.
He will have beat it, I guess, like, what, in a week? 2 weeks? A week?
That's not bad. I mean, if you're playing, let's say, like, 5 hours a day, you know, five times 14, right? That seems like a reasonable, if you're just doing the story, some side stuff, that seems like, yeah, that makes sense to me.
I mean, he goes hard into the paint in the games, man. He does finish them quicker than anyone I know, even at
Five times 15 is 70 hours, so yeah, there you go.
So yeah, we'll be talking about that. Alex has some Granblue Fantasy Relink. There we go. Some thoughts and impressions about that since he's kind of finished up the game. And then I've also got some of the Silent Hill, the short message thoughts as well. So without any further ado, let's go ahead, hop into it. First up, I mean, Helldivers and the whole state of play. Actually, you know, state of play happened. It went over a couple of things. Stellar Blade was the headliner along with Rise of Ronin. And outside of that, we didn't have any other clue what was going to be there other than what may have leaked, which I think was just like the Kojima Death Stranding 2. We'll have a Death Stranding 2 trailer. I think that was pretty much it. Now, for us, it's like 7 a.m. And most of the time, we don't watch it live. We just get up and catch what happens.
Yeah, I just wake up and then I go to Reddit, actually, and I look at like the what's it called? I can't think of fucking English. Sorry, I was gonna say like the, you know what I mean, the thread, the big thread.
Oh my gosh,
the mega thread. Yeah,
Matame, yeah, the thread.
Like the thread for it. Yeah. So I just go to Reddit, check that out, and then from there I'm like, oh, cool. What were the trailers? And like, I watch the trailers I want to watch the most. So
that's the best way. I mean, I think only Nintendo really does it at our time. Like Nintendo's like 10:30.
Yeah,
11,
Nintendo does it
something.
At like 11 p.m. for us, usually.
Yeah, 11 p.m. So we can always watch them. Xbox is always like 2, 3, 4 in the morning. It's even earlier. Like, that junk is crazy.
I used to, like, when I was still teaching English and my schedule was, like, really weird, I was actually awake for all of these, like, so game conferences or, like, Apple announcements or whatever. I'd actually be awake for them, so I would watch them and then go to sleep. But now I kind of have more of a normal work schedule. I'm not to stay up.
It's not feasible to stay up that late and consecutively do work the next day nicely, you know what I mean? Like at an efficient pace.
Even if I didn't work the next day, I think I kind of want to sleep. So
joke. Sleep is the best thing. But I mean, what stood out to you? We're not going to go over the whole thing because it wasn't too much there, but what stood out to you? Like, what did you walk away from the state of play with?
Okay, so I woke up and I was like, oh, I knew Stellar Blade was going to be there, right? Because I think they said there was going to be there or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I actually really wanted to see the trailer for Stellar Blade because I kind of like what I saw from the first trailer, the story trailer, like last year or whatever. The world looks intriguing. Gameplay looks great. It looks a lot like Nier Automata or Nier Replicant, which is a game that I really enjoy. And the game is, you know, being developed by Shift Up. So I've been playing their gacha game, Nikkei, for like the last year. So, you know, I'm just curious to see what this gacha developer can do when they're like not making a gacha game, right? So
and funded. I mean, like, I think before we honestly, last time we saw the game when it was just kind of like Project Eve and then it became Stellar Blade, I think both of the trailers look great, but this one just looked like, I don't know, maybe Sony budget, something stepped in because this is only coming out on PlayStation 5. Not a PC release that we know of, maybe afterwards, like a year or something, but
maybe something like that.
It looks really, really polished.
Yeah, it looks really good. I think the world looks like interesting to me. It seems at first glance, I haven't played the game obviously, it's kind of near-ish, it's like near, humanity is faced with some kind of threat. And from the looks of the world, humanity's not doing so great.
It's already
So I mean, it's a pretty familiar setting that a lot of games kind of draw on, so I mean, it's a little derivative, sure, but I mean, it works, right? So
it's kind of interesting because, you know, we did have like the POW world discussion, right? But when you see this game, I mean, Nier Automata, like Nier really comes to your mind, right? There's the little floating thing.
Yeah, you have like a robot, I guess.
There's a character towards the end of the trailer who look, I mean, they don't look like A2. Did I get the name right? I hope I said that right.
Yeah, A2. So like another
they have
like
a long sword.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. But it definitely, you know, it has its own take on it. And honestly, like, there's a whole discussion just to be had about, like, ain't nothing wrong with being compared to something awesome. Like, shoot, man.
Obvious. I think it's pretty clear that they're pretty inspired by Nier, but it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Exactly.
I mean, even in their, like, gacha game, Nikkei, like, there's a lot of inspirations, not just from Nier, but from a lot of games as well. They had a Nier collab last year. So legitimately, I have A2 and 2B in Nier, in Nikkei. But I have them in my unit. So yeah, it's a lot of crossover there, in terms of themes and stuff.
To me, what I thought was really interesting and really cool was, you know, like you said, they worked on. I went to the website today. I was just really curious because I knew that they had done, Nikkei. But what I didn't know is that they had also done that
Destiny's Child,
we can't say the actual group Destiny Childs or whatever that thing is.
It's called Destiny Child, right? That game never came out in English, right? It was Japan and Korea.
I don't think
only.
So. I think it's just Japan and Korea. So
most people won't know what the fuck we're talking about. The mobile game from like 10 years ago called Destiny Child.
And I looked at it and I was like, wait a minute, is this, the art looked really familiar. I was like, oh, is that the dude that did the art for like Magna Carta?
I was like,
that's him. Okay. So he's a part of the studio, I guess, or maybe back then.
Oh, maybe
so
just like hired him to do the work, the art for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they actually have their studios named. It's first studio is like Child. It's like First Child, second Eve, third Nikkei, I think is what it's called. Like their each individual location. But this game, I was just impressed because the character designs in those games are amazing. And they carry over into this game. Like, she had an outfit every scene, bro.
Yeah, I like every how they showed scene. Off in the trailer that she had a different outfit. So basically, they're kind of telling people that, like, hey, customize your character. You put whatever outfit you want. You can fight in heels. Yeah,
and they look good, too. Dog. Yeah. I've never had a game. Yeah. I'm like, someone's like, stop the thirst. Don't. It's okay, man. Just calm down.
I mean, people on Reddit are calling it Stellar Booty, and I'm like, sure, that's fine. I mean, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
It's kind of interesting because she's not, you know, the gameplay wise, it is very much like a Nier Automata, Bayonetta, Platinum style, that sort of thing. But she's kind of a reserved character. Like, 2B is very much like a robot, right? She's about the mission. She's about what she's going to do until you get later on into the game and, like, things start to question, you know, all that stuff. And then you have Bayonetta who's like, fuck, man.
I like Bayonetta. She's funny,
I'm sexy and I know it. Let me just show
she's
it.
She's the dommy mommy.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
And this girl's, like, in between. Like, I feel like... Yep. she's not one way or the other, but she feels a little bit human-like, right? I don't actually know if she is a robot, right? Is she a cyborg or is she?
I don't know. I think she's human, actually. I haven't played the game, but I think she's human.
So yeah, they got a release date, which is April 26th, I believe. Yep. And of this year, and I gotta say, yeah, this is I'm totally looking forward to it.
100%. Yeah, I'm gonna play this for sure. Yeah. I thought I was gonna play the game in Korean, to be honest, because it's a Korean studio and like the characters are very Korean looking, very Korean. I mean, they're Korean, right?
They're Korean.
So
yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna play the game in Korean, you know, in the same way that a lot of people play Japanese games in Japanese. But then I heard the English dub in the trailer, and I was like, yeah, I kind of like that, actually. I kind of like the English dub, actually, because it's like
you
British
like the British accent.
Yeah.
What is it with the British? So we had the same thing in Xenoblade 3.
Xenoblade 1 and 3, actually.
Yeah. Maybe it's just an easier accent to understand or something? Like, is there a class that's brought to it?
Oh,
like,
and also FF16 as well, right? So
yeah, the whole... Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know. There's so many games with English accents, right? Like,
yeah.
Sorry, not English accents. American accents. Like, American English accents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so many games that just use American English. So in a weird way, like, hearing... non-American accent is refreshing, you know. It's like, oh, it's novel. I kind of like that.
It's different, you know. And I have no clue if it fits the world or not, because it's like, I mean,
it doesn't look but who knows. I might give it a try. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna play in Korean, and then I heard the dub and I was like, ooh, that's intriguing, I'll try that out. So
I can't wait for their, like, a little bit more information about the game. They didn't tell us too much about the systems. We just know it. Hey, you know, you can upgrade your skills there.
Yeah,
are
there's
upgrades.
And I think from what they've seen in the trailer, there's a parry, because you can see her do a parry at one point. So I'm like, oh, it's like kind of Metal Rising kind of thing. And obviously there's a dodge. She does a ton of dodges right in the game. So mm-hmm. I'm expecting it to be kind of like Metal Gear Rising, but, you know.
Yeah. And I guess, like, one other thing that before we kind of move on is the music was.
Yeah, that was good.
I don't know who's doing it, but it's good. It's nice.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the music. So it might be like a soundtrack. Like, honestly, it's been a great year for kind of these Korean games. I don't think we've had too many, but between this and Lies of P within 6 months of each other, you know.
Yeah.
That's like some really, really, really quality content. So
it's also insane that like the game looks so polished, and up until now they've only done gacha games, like mobile games.
Sony bucks. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
This is, you know, what's interesting is this is the complete opposite direction of am I thinking of Genshin?
Like, no. The studio?
I lost my thought because I was thinking like, there was another studio that kind of was a mobile game studio, but also tried to do a bigger game. But I'm thinking it was probably Genshin. It was probably Genshin, which isn't an opposite direction, but
I mean, that's still gotcha. They've never done like a
They've never done another game before that.
Yeah, they just made better and better gotcha games. They started with like Honkai Second Impact, Honkai Third Impact, and then Third Impact is. So if it's very gacha, like when you start the game up, you have this typical gacha menu where you have like a bunch of shit to click on, like in the screen, and then you dive into missions. But Genshin is very much kind of open world, but very gacha, right?
Yeah, it still had. I remember that the menu and everything. It's like, oh, I should be playing this on my phone, actually.
And then there's like Star Rail, which is turn-based RPG, but still. And then now they're gonna do Zenless Zone Zero. So like miHoYo, I like seeing Stellar Blade, you know, the trailer and stuff. Seeing Shift Up start to make this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Makes me wish miHoYo would just do that, because the worlds that they make are great, the characters look good, combat systems are pretty functional, they're competent and sometimes fun, right?
Yeah.
So I just want miHoYo to make like a friggin' AAA like offline single player story game, but they pull in so much money.
They
like,
don't even.
We're talking like hundreds of millions, like so much money from gacha that they have zero incentive as a business. They have zero incentive. Yeah. They have no incentive. The only way they would is like they had a creative drive. There was a team inside miHoYo that was like, we want to make a game. We want to do this regardless of how much money it's going to make us. But if we're talking strictly from business point of view, there's no reason they have to do it, right? So.
Yeah, there's no reason, but it would be nice to see them kind of like step it up again to like what that next level of what they think what it would be, you know? Just like this is just nice, and I'm glad we're gonna be getting it sooner than later in the year. So, Stellar Blade, good stuff. Sonic, you're a resident Sonic
Oh yeah, I
fan.
forgot about that. Yeah, I forgot about it. I saw the trailer. That was pretty good. Yeah.
Sonic and was it? Is I guess it's Sonic Shadow Generations.
Generations. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is technically because Generations already came out, right?
Yep.
Like way like years back.
Two
Not like
thousand eleven, 2012,
11, 12
something
or
like that. Yeah.
something, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. So this time they're adding Shadow to the game, which I guess that's we kind of forget that Shadow had his own game sometimes. It's because
I never
it was a
forgot. I
while.
never forgot. Yeah,
Was
no.
that PS2? That was
It
PS2 when
was
Shadow had a
PS2
game.
and
Yeah.
GameCube and Xbox. It was like cross-platform, yeah.
Yeah, that junk was like he didn't even get a PS3 version. The hell was it? Or you know, that
Yeah.
generation, he just got one.
I mean,
So
like
that
Sonic, to be fair, Sonic kind of dropped off as well. Like, because the PS3 generation Sonic game was Sonic 2006, right?
that's true. That's true.
That kind of killed the series for a
That
little
very
bit.
much did. Kissing humans and that
I hope they make a
was
remake of 2006 and they're like, let's try this again. And then they just double down on the kissing scene. They'd like it's like twice as
double
long.
down on it and then just say like, oh,
Yeah.
you know what we should do is that we should just put it in the Frontiers treatment, you know?
Like
I hope your world
the
was
kissing scene is gonna
double.
be like on the box on the cover. Yeah.
Oh man, but
No,
yeah,
yeah, so
yeah.
Sonic and whatever generation. So I actually really like Sonic Generations. It is one of my favorite Sonic games. Kind of growing up in the 90s, right? So I grew up on the older Sonic games, Sonic 2, Sonic 3. So they have the older 2D Sonic, classic Sonic levels and generations, just like remade, and they look great, and it's very nostalgic, you know, it's like Chemical Plant and you know, all those old zones that I love. And then
Those
they
were the
have like
best.
3D Sonic, so they have like good levels from Adventure and Adventure 2. Again, games that that I enjoyed. So having them together in a game that doesn't suck, you know, was great. So I love Generations, and I like that they're doing a remaster of it. But then they're also doing the extra Shadow stuff. I don't know if you looked at the Steam page at all, but if you go to the Steam page for this game, even though it's like supposed to be a remaster of Generations, it's like all about Shadow. The only mention of like, oh, it's a remaster is like the last line of the script. I'm not even kidding. Like, go up to Steam right now, type in like, go look at the store page. The first two paragraphs are about the Shadow levels, and then the last line of the whole description is just like, this game is also a remaster of Sonic Generations. Go.
I mean, that is the if we do think about it, I'm opening up now. If you think about it, that is it makes sense that that's the headline for them because I mean,
Usually it's the other way
it's the
around though,
newest
like,
content, right? That's the
well,
newest
it's
thing.
usually
Like,
the other way around where it's like it's a remaster of this classic game and we're adding like new stuff for it. Like if
so
you
it's.
look at Catamaran Dynasty, for instance. But like this is like flipped on its end. It's like, oh, you're playing this for Shadow.
I mean, you technically did play the game before. I guess it depends on who you're talking to, right? If you're talking to like you. Like people who've already played it, I assume that that's like Shadow is the big thing, and maybe that's who they're kind of, maybe that's who they're marketing towards.
I
Like,
mean, it depends on how much Shadow. I mean, like he's in the fucking title, so probably there's a
but yeah,
lot of
it
Shadow in
does
there.
start out
Yeah,
with just saying like about this game,
it
Shadow
just
the
flips Shadow the
Hedgehog is
Hedgehog.
back
Like,
and
whoa,
teaming up
what?
with classic and modern Sonic and Sonic Cross Shadow Generations
Generation,
in
yeah.
an all new collection featuring two unique experiences. Play a Shadow the Hedgehog. Yeah, I mean they really are marketing that fact, like you said, in a brand new story campaign featuring never. You know what? It strikes me as like if they could have done DLC back then, this would have been the DLC.
They did do DLC for Generations. It was like one zone. That's it.
This, yeah, when Shadow's old nemesis, Black Doom, reemerges and threatens
Yeah.
to take over the world, Shadow must journey into his own past, confront painful memories, dang, face similar.
I feel like someone at Sega like wanted to remaster Shadow the Hedgehog, like the game Shadow the Hedgehog.
And this is their way of doing it.
But then they're just like, oh shit, no one liked that. Like it's too like no one's gonna buy Shadow the Hedgehog remaster. Why don't we just put it in Generations. People love
It
Generations.
really is like, you know what? That would have been kind of interesting if Generations just continue to be a DLC-like platform. Like you get this, and then you get maybe something else remade or like an extra story. It becomes like a platform for them to tell or retell stories. That would have been honestly, that'd been kind of interesting. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, from a, I don't know if that makes sense from a business standpoint, because this,
well, I mean, like, after Shadow the Hedgehog, the only thing that they could remake would be like the weird Wii games, like Black Knight and
exactly. Go ahead and do them right.
What's the other
one? Then do 06 right.
Everything I want, like, a full on. I like just want a standalone 2006. I mean, it's not a bad game. I mean, it is a bad game, but like,
oh, you,
it has
this
like a good
layer's
sound.
Not a
you
bad
can,
game.
You can tell like they tried to make a good game. It's got a decent foundation, but like everything about it was like so shitty. It's like it was like held by popsicle sticks. Like it had a really good
storyboard. No one sets out to make a bad game, I hope, right?
Well, that's true. Yeah, like no one wants to make a bad game. You never played 06, right? You never did.
I just played the demo. That was enough. Yeah, I didn't have enough, you know, I didn't have a job, so it was just like, oh, you know, this is Sonic.
You don't
that
play
was
free shit, like the demo is what
dude,
I got.
Dude, you know, like, when you go to the mall or the store, Walmart, whatever, and they just have the demo disc up there, and you're like, ah, oh, it's time to go to the game section where my mom shops.
I used to, like, up until, like, my mid-20s, I would do that. I'd go to, like, an electronics, like, Yodobashi or something, right, in Japan, and I'd be like, when it's on the fucking console, and I just play, yeah, so. I don't know. 06 is, I don't know. Anyways, I feel like 06 deserves a second chance. And sure, if you want to remove the cutscene and take it out, but like,
maybe they
will. Good ideas.
Everything's being remade these days, or whatever you want to like remastered, whatever. So there's honestly a good they can do it, and I don't think anyone would fault them for it.
It depends on what the roadmap for Sonic even is, because last. Or 2 years ago, we had Frontiers, which is like pretty good, right?
Which is good. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
And people are like, oh, this is Sonic. Sonic's back. Like, look, Sonic's like doing good shit again. But then there's that Sonic curse. You know what I mean? Like, it's a good Sonic, bad Sonic, good Sonic, bad Sonic.
Yeah.
And I like, mean, so far, that's unbroken, actually. Because before Frontiers was Forces, which generally people didn't like.
Did not like, yeah.
But then before Forces was Generations, which people did like.
Did like.
So, like, what the fuck?
Wait, where was Colors at? Colors was.
Oh, good questions. Colors was Colors on the good.
It was on Wii, and it was. Yeah, I think it was like it was all right. There were like good points, and there was like it was all right kind of thing. Is what I remember.
Yeah. But then there's also like Sonic. What was the one? Sonic, the like the 2D one. Origins.
Oh, Origins. Yeah, yeah. Last year, right?
They had a version last year, but they had.
But
like,
that was the bad version.
I know. People liked Origins.
What the heck was the one last year that was kind of messed up?
Oh, Mania.
I
think of Mania. Sorry, Mania.
Mania. Okay, was Mania
was good? People liked Mania.
Yeah, and then Origins last year was the one that was kind of lukewarm.
Right. That's it.
Yeah,
but Origins looked like Mania though. So why? You know, like
something with the development process went something. They couldn't get the songs. Remember, like the soundtrack. There were some issues with some of the songs they couldn't get the licenses for, so.
Oh, wait, is that, or, oh no, yeah, Origins was like just a collection then.
It was just a collection.
Oh, that one doesn't count. That one doesn't count, because I'm thinking like actual, like, yeah, like games, like, you know, new ones at the time, so.
But yeah, so.
No, I'm thinking of, there was one that came out at the end of last year. Superstars, that's it.
Superstars,
that was it. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Superstars was like, eh.
The 2D Sonics, they either hit you with like, this is amazing, or they just, eh.
Yeah.
It's one of the two.
Shit, that was so, I was like, I knew there was a Sonic game that came out last year. I'm like, whoa, Superstars. Took me forever to remember.
My goodness. Well, moving on. We talked a little bit about Zenless Zone Zero and different parts. There's not much other than that there's still not a release date for the game.
I mean, they're promoting the fuck out of it. Like, they had a booth at TGS, and they had like another booth at the Taiwanese game show that was like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, it's gotta be coming out soon. I wouldn't be surprised if it's end of,
it has to
end,
be
like
end
within
this year.
Within this year.
Yeah. After that was Foam Stars. Are you interested in Foam Stars? Any?
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's free to play, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So. If you have PS Plus, it's free to play. It's the Splatoon.
It was exclusive to PS. Five, right?
PS4? Is it PS4, PS5, or just PS5 only?
I'm not sure. Anyway, it's exclusive to Sony, and it's an online game, so you have to be on Plus to play it anyways. It kind of makes sense that it's just free to... Is it? I mean, do you need Plus? I gotta look this up.
No, you need... You need. Oh, wait. Do you? I think it says it in the trailer at the end. I think you do need...
Yeah, you don't need Plus for it.
You don't need Plus? It's a free-to-play, so you're not supposed to.
Yeah, I know. They're not supposed... Like, free-to-play games don't... like
require the online.
Yeah. Or don't require plus. Yeah. No, I'm on the Japanese store right now. It says online play ni PS Plus to hisu. So you do need plus to play it, apparently.
Okay. So this one. Good luck to them. Yeah, it is PS4, PS5.
You gonna play it? You gonna check it out? It's free you don't pay for plus. Never mind. It's not free for you.
No. I think I still have plus, but I think it's probably gonna renew. No, this game comes out this week. What are we talking about?
It comes out like tomorrow.
This game comes out tomorrow. I can just play it, you know, play this on stream Thursday.
Check
this. I tried the demo or the beta when they had it here, and I was bad, man. I was bad at it.
You were bad at it. Not that it was bad.
The game was fine. I thought like, okay, if I were good at this, maybe it would. I cannot for the life of me.
Is it like Splatoon or what?
It's exactly like Splatoon in the sense that you are trying to cover the map.
You're trying to cover something, right?
Yeah, you're trying to cover the map with as much bubbles as possible. I think some characters can go in the bubbles. Not all of them. Some surf on top. Some surf underneath. They have different little, like, you know, class abilities, like Overwatch, essentially. So, I was just like, do I hit the people? You want to hit the people, you know? You want to like get the KOs, but the KOs don't lead you to victory.
Yeah, you gotta cover the arena.
Yeah. So, it's a foam star.
I mean, yeah, you gotta check it out. Like, might as well, right?
I'll check it out. It's free while I can.
Yeah.
I don't know
if I'm gonna like. What if it's like so damn good? What if you can't stop playing it? You're like, fuck, this game's awesome. Foam stars.
From what I heard from another podcast, they said that it's actually pretty. Like Splatoon players found it to be very good. So like, if you're a Splatoon player, then. Or you like Splatoon, it should be pretty good for you.
Yeah. So I mean, I'll check it out. Yeah, free, right? Like, why not?
Why not? Squads of four.
Can't guarantee that I'll, like, enjoy it, but if I don't enjoy it, what have I lost? Just time, really, so.
Oh, that's it.
But you can never get back in your life, by the way.
You lose it every second.
Don't waste time. It's the one resource you'll never be able to get back.
Dang. moving
So thanks
on.
For spending your time listening to us. Yeah, we appreciate it because you're literally never getting this time back.
This is why you listen to podcasts while you eat or sleep.
Yeah, you just don't fucking miss out, right?
You don't miss out.
You'll waste your life.
After that, Dave the Diver, collaboration with Godzilla. That was unexpected. V Rising in development for PS5. So if you're in the cozy crafting genre of mini games. That is that'll be coming here. Still early access, if I remember correctly. And then we have Silent Hill, The Short Message, which I'll just give like a quick spiel about this game.
Yeah.
I was really surprised by the game itself. The fact that it is, they came out and they said, hey, you know, we've got a Silent Hill game and we've just showed a trailer for it. And they announced three Silent Hill projects at the same time. And when we were kind of looking at those, like one of them looked really cool and unique, kind of like this in Japan horror aspect with beautiful imagery. The other was Silent Hill 2 remake, which they showed the trailer for that. It looks like Homeboy went to RE4 school. Like he's swinging bats like Leon Kennedy. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was very combat focused, which was a little bit surprising. But the main thing is this game, which feels more like a tech demo or a demo, because I finished it in about 2.5 hours. It really depends on how you are as a person a little bit, like as a Silent Hill fan, and I'm not a Silent Hill fan. I haven't played them deeply enough to say like this is Silent Hill. There are aspects to it that are like Silent Hill in terms of the level, when it kind of gets like. You know how Silent Hill always had that grainy filter to it, like a film grain filter to a lot of the games.
I haven't like played a lot of Silent Hill games.
That's the one thing I definitely remember. And there's like creepy, weird psychological stuff happening. And that stuff is very Silent Hill. But the actual thing is, at first, when you start out, you're dropped in a room almost just like PT. And I was like, oh, they did the PT.
Yeah, those fuckers.
They did not do the PT because you are not, you do loops. You actually loop the game three times, but as opposed to something changing and you having to figure out a puzzle element, it's leading you down a linear story in which you're learning about this character, which the entire topic of the game is about suicide.
Okay.
She jumps off a building multiple times. And there are reasons. You find out those reasons with her friends, and Lord knows there's some serious messed up issues there, but you can't really tackle that type of stuff in 2.5 hours or less. So you run into that a little bit. So you're either going to find this, like I found it, like I was like, okay, you know, this is actually, you know, cool. You know, I'm glad for a narrative experience. Or you're going to find this either preachy or like not handled properly.
Right.
Right. Those are like the two choices. And gameplay wise, you're doing the Mr. X thing. So there's certain times where you got a big monster, it's chasing you, you just got to run. And those parts are a little tense, but I'll be interested to see how they do, if this even links to the other, that Japanese project, because there are there's a lot of flower imagery, sakuras, cherry blossoms in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not set in Japan, it's set in Germany. But it does have to deal with like a Japanese person who moved there. And I'm curious to see what people think about the game. Like I said, demo, not really sure. It looks beautiful. It looked nice though. That's
it could be like a proof of concept kind of thing, like the way that PT was supposed to be, and then fucking Konami imploded.
Imploded. Konami imploded.
Yeah, I think most people still haven't forgiven Konami for whatever the fuck. I mean, Konami is still in a weird spot where they like make new games like Silent Hill, like recently now, but they still just rehash fucking everything. Like,
except for Castlevania, that's the only one that hasn't, outside of the collection they did. Like Castlevania, it's really strange because the Netflix. Yeah.
Well, like, they also sold NFTs, you know, 2 years ago for that Castlevania. So,
oh, I forgot it for the anniversary. Yeah,
they sold that. Castlevania. I think someone, like one of the NFTs was like the intro to Castlevania, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then people are just like, why the fuck can I not just go on YouTube and
listen
view it
to this
for free?
Or view it, yeah, like,
yeah,
that concept.
I can even save it to my hard drive. Whatever. It's a different discussion.
So yeah, that was like just a real quick spiel on Silent Hill, the lost, or the short message. There we go. It's free and it did drop the same day. So I think that was kind of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it dropped the same day.
Yeah. At least they're not lying. You know, yeah. Short
it
message.
Was short. It was a short message.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
it was a short message. Don't jump off that building. Always talk to your peeps.
Yeah, I hope. Maybe someone at Konami is trying to be like, hey, Japanese society's kind of fucked. Like,
dude, it might as well just been. I think it actually talks about that. It does. At the very
straight
the first
up,
message.
It's just
like,
hey, you should. You know what they need for real, like around Tokyo? They need to put more of a fucking suicide hotline around train station, like on the platform.
Oh, just like on the platform. Gosh.
Yeah, like for real.
The amount of times we've seen the human accident related, and you're like, well, it could just be something else.
No, it's a suicide. Yeah. Like a couple months ago, I think at this point, maybe 2 months ago, like, you know, the pizza place that like we go to sometimes, right?
Yeah.
At that station there was like a suicide, and I like read about it on Reddit. I'm like, oh man, that's gruesome. Like, every time I go to pizza, I'm gonna be thinking about this. Like,
also it's kind of weird, but real. It's legit thundering outside.
Oh yeah, the weather's crazy right now, actually.
Well, how did we have snow before this? A little bit of rain, like rain to snow makes sense, but thunder makes no sense after this.
I think it's technically like a thunderstorm, but it's just so cold that it happens to be a snow thunderstorm, which is unique, I would say.
It's very unique. I've never been privileged for.
No,
for this.
No, train stations here need barriers. All of them need barriers and need a suicide hotline.
They do, and this game gives you the number at least 4 different times or 5 every time you loop.
Wait, is it the Japanese number though?
That's a good question. Like, which number is it?
Yeah.
Since it's all in English, that's a good question. I don't even know the Japanese.
Well, I mean, if they're good at localizing, they would localize the number.
The number for each.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hopefully that region, was the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was Silent Hill, the short message. Very short, and depending on how you like it, good or bad.
Mm.
Moving on, we'll skip Judas, Metro, Awakening VR. I don't know about you. Do you own Metro multiple times?
I own, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I own the Metro games. Yeah, absolutely. Have I played them? No. I have not.
I've always wanted to play it, and then bought it once, and then
You bought it. Metro?
I bought a Metro, and then every time after that, like literally every year, if you have not gotten Metro on free by now, Metro Exodus, Metro Remastered,
it's like they're all gone free. Yeah,
fudge, that game is free for everyone.
Like someone is like handing it. I think last year the publishers were just like, have Metro, like for real. It was like claim it on Steam right now. It's free.
I've never seen a game be free as many times.
Metro. Yeah.
But yeah,
so do I own it? Yeah. Have I played it? Absolutely not.
This is one that you were actually interested in, Dragon's Dogma 2. What'd you think about that one?
It looks great. I've actually never played Dragon's Dogma. Everyone says that it's good. And then I also hear on Reddit that it's a pain in the ass in a lot of places. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to play that. But at least combat, because it's a combat trailer for 2, right? That we saw at State of Play. Looks fantastic. Looks very fun. The only thing that kind of is dissuading me from getting it on PS5. Mm-hmm. Is apparently on console, it's 30 frames. It's locked to 30 frames.
Is it actually just like straight
up? Yeah.
Why?
Locked to 30. Well, that's a rumor, but like people seem to really be believing it. But apparently on console, it's 30 frames. So I would just get it on PC because screw that, right?
Like I'm so curious why it would be 30 FPS. Because I understand like, huh? Look, because that engine.
Like why?
Yeah. Like every game in that engine runs at 60 FPS.
Yeah, it's just a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know where it started, but it's like probably some tweet or something.
Tweet. Oh, man, don't tweets.
People think that the game is going to run at 30 frames on PS5. So if true, I would just get it on PC.
The only way I would see that is if it was like what is it? It's usually 4K 30 FPS or
4K
upscale.
30, yeah.
Yeah, that's usually the kind of condition for there, but they always have a performance mode versus a graphics mode. Like, I don't know why they wouldn't just have both of those. It'll be interesting. I mean, there's the dual class systems. I like how in the trailer there was the guy,
you can switch on the fly.
Yeah. The mage does the ice thing and then runs up his own ice shard and jumps off
fucking,
of it and then just slams down.
Yeah. So you can, on the fly weapon switching looks really good. So,
I was talking to a friend, and I thought the game was multiplayer, but it's not.
Oh, I mean, it has some
the pawns.
Kind of, the pawn system. It's not really multiplayer, but it has the pawn system. Ooh, that is thunder. Holy shit. Yeah,
yeah, wow. I told you. This is the weirdest.
That's pretty thundery, yeah.
It's like ominous, thunder in the snowstorm. I want to go outside and see if it's actually snowing.
Take a look, it's still snowing. It was still snowing this evening, yeah.
Yeah. Like I think,
dude,
it's
built up. Like it's on the ground. It's just
it's on the ground.
Yeah, good thing. Hopefully you don't have to take the train tomorrow or anything, because train's probably gonna be
Trains are gonna be messed up.
Yeah, because Tokyo doesn't know what to do with snow.
And California's flooding.
Yeah,
literally, there's floods in California.
I'm not surprised,
I don't know, did you think anything about Rise of Ronin? Anything stand out?
Looks good. I'm probably not going to play it, but that doesn't mean it's not a good game. There's so many games coming out that I got to pick and choose. Yeah. And that kind of game, while it looks great, it's not typically the kind of game that I would play. Like, if the schedule is completely open and I get it maybe on a discount or for free, then I'll try. Like, I played Neo for a bit, but I didn't really play too much of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, this one's open world, so that's one thing they did.
Exclusive, right? It's PS5 exclusive?
Yeah, PS5 exclusive, at least for now, and you don't have to worry about the PC version running like crap, if that's a thing.
I mean,
and
Team Ninja makes good games. The last Team Ninja game that I played was Stranger Paradise, which is actually pretty good, but
The combat's always solid. I played Wolong last year, and that was freaking a blast. Mm. But the whole issue with their games, that it's like the story is just what is happening in the story half the time.
Oh yeah, I mean that's
what is happening. It's like
whatever
level. It's
whatever. You know, who cares really? But yeah, this comes out March apparently. That's soon.
No,
that's hella
this
soon.
Comes out. This is what I don't understand.
That's like next month. Month, man.
This game comes out the exact same day as Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough call for a
March
lot of people.
March 22nd. I don't think it's a tough call. I think people are playing Dragon's Dogma 2, and this game is going to be out.
And not Rise of Ronin.
because they're all what, if you're in Japan, they're like $90. But I mean,
oh, yeah,
it's hard. You got to make a choice. And I just don't see people, especially with this being PS5 exclusive, picking it up day one in mass droves. Unless they can make some buzz, but it looks like they've kind of put everything that they've learned from Neo and, you know, Wulong and Strangers of Paradise, all that stuff into one open world, all those weird weapon things, the randomized stat stuff, you know, that's gone. No more horrible item inventory management.
Yeah.
So
yeah, fucking those games can be like, you pick up like 25 swords and you're like, all right, which one is the best one? Like when I play Stranger Paradise, which is like auto equip. I'm not even gonna look at this shit anymore. Like I'm just like, yeah.
They have stats and you don't care about the stats.
Just give me the one with the higher numbers. Yeah.
So anyways, that's happening. And that's coming out, like you said, March 22nd, Until Dawn getting a remaster, or remake remaster. I'm not really sure.
I think it was a remaster.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. But then at the very end, of course, Death Stranding 2 with the trailer and some news from Kojima, who's going to be working on a tactical stealth espionage game, taking him back to his roots after Death Stranding is finished.
Yeah.
Death Stranding. Holy crap. This is the one thing. I'm not going to lie. I love Kojima trailers.
Yeah, they're good.
Like,
he knows how to make a good trailer, yeah.
Like, WTF. There was just, like, some great moments in here. There was also some, like, WTF moments, as you know. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you can just, like, you really do sit down and listen. And you don't do... I don't do that often in games. You know, Last of Us was one of those games for me where you listen to, like, what's being said. You want to know, even if you don't intend on playing it kind of thing. But yeah, it looks like a even, you know, bigger world, different environments that are coming out. We did get the full title, Death Stranding 2 on the beach. I don't know if he was drinking sex on the beach at that moment.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, that's like whatever Kojima,
And yeah, I mean, the man is rolling. I think he's probably the best success story of a Japanese person who's
gone indie.
Yeah. Death Stranding, he's got the thing with Microsoft, and then he's got a thing with Sony right after this and both of those are like multimedia things. They're not just games, but games, movies, music, probably some fashion stuff. You know, he's kind of running the gambit here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought the trailer looked really good. And I was honestly, I'm like, maybe I'll play one. I own it. I know you played it for like 10 hours or something, when it released, I remember.
Oh, yeah, I didn't play too much of it.
Before we realized it was so much of a... Like, I wonder if it's still going to be as much of a walking simulator. I mean, there's a message in the trailer that says, like, robots can deliver packages. Humans don't need to. So maybe you don't have to do as much of that anymore. As much.
Yeah. I don't know, like... We'll see. I mean, like, if it's still a Death Stranding game, though, so, I mean, I don't think they would abandon, you know, the core gameplay loop of Death Stranding, right? Otherwise, a sequel, because it's a numbered sequel, not like a different, I don't know, like, yeah, you know, it has two in the name, so I feel like they would keep the core gameplay loop from the first game.
No, that makes sense. And, of course, it's the last game, so it's, I don't think there's a 3. The way it's kind of sounds anyways, there's not going to be a Death Stranding 3. This should finish up the whole story. And but yeah, this is no date. I don't think there was a date released on this, but it was, it's on the way. Probably maybe the end of this year. Oh, no, it's 2025. That's right. Sometime in 2025. Yeah. That was it.
Like next year then sometime.
Sometime next year. And that's pretty much it. So. I don't know if you have anything else for the state of play or any other thoughts you want to wrap up on it.
Not really. I honestly only like really watched Starblade and Dragon's Dogma and a few, like a little bit of Rise of Ronin. So, yeah, it looks fine. We're gonna get another state of play sometime this week or something,
Wednesday.
Or next week.
Wednesday for us, Tuesday for...
be, Yeah, it just focused on FF7 entirely. So we'll get probably a trailer, maybe a demo.
That game has had more I can't tell if they've talked about FF7 Rebirth more than they did Remake. Like, or show it more time. Like, it just seems like every other month you get news and it's not like small news. It's like in depth, but it's not spoilery. You know what I mean? Like, they're doing a good job.
As we know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, probably a demo. We had a demo for Remake as well. So it makes sense.
I think there's a rumor that there's going to be a demo next week whenever the State of Play is. And then by clearing the demo, you'll get a bonus for the full game when it comes out.
So I think that's what they did I think we got a bonus in Remake, right? For the demo?
Probably. Yeah.
Played it.
You also get a bonus for transferring over your save file from Remake, and you got a bonus from transferring over your save file from the Yuffie DLC. All that, you'll get just a bunch of bonuses and stuff.
That's why I didn't want to buy it on PC, because my data.
Oh, because you want to transfer your save data.
PlayStation.
Yeah. Did you buy the DLC?
No, I still haven't bought it. It's $20.
It's $20 right now.
It's so cheap. It's so cheap. Even on sale, it's $15. There's too many games coming out. We're out. Jeez. I've been watching more Tekken, and I'm like, I'm not gonna buy it. Good, but fudge, it's so good. Tekken is so good, but I will be. I think I'll try to break the bank for Grand Blue.
Oh yeah, it's 6,000, 7,000.
It's 8,000.
Okay,
8,000.
It's probably cheaper. It's
cheaper in USD.
Oh, I was gonna say it's cheaper if you bought on Amazon, but you don't have a disc drive, so.
No, yeah, I don't have a disc drive.
Your hands are tied, buddy. You gotta go digital.
I made my bed, and now I'm lying in it.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. I have a disc drive in my console, right?
Yeah.
It's already paid for itself just because I bought two used games, and the money that I saved just paid for the drive already.
But I don't have the space. I'm looking at it, it fits exactly in between my monitor and my desktop, the tower.
Yeah.
And it's if I had the drive, it would not fit at all. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I buy all my stuff digitally anyways, because I don't have a place to put it anymore.
Uh-huh.
So I don't regret it. It does stink.
You
about
don't regret it too much. You just, okay. Yeah.
Typically for moments like this, I just buy it on the US store.
Yeah, where it's the conversion rate's a little better for you, yeah.
Yeah, but all the friends, at least the people we know who are playing this, you got it on PC too, right?
No, I have PS5.
Dang, there's no crossplay for the game.
No, well, there is PS4, PS5, the people that I want to play with are on PC, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's I hope they patch that in, because that's so...
I don't think they would. I don't think they would. I might just buy the game again. On a Steam sale, later this year. I might just buy the... Which is a pain in the ass, by the way, because I don't want to the idea of having to grind all my shit back, I'm like, Anyways, yeah. But I might do it to play with people if people are still playing it. But
yeah, I mean, we'll wrap up on this. But what are your thoughts? I mean, you finished the game. What are your opinions that you've done the single player at least?
Yeah, so it's really short. It's just 10 hours. So if you are gonna buy Grand Blue just for the story, definitely wait for sale. It's not a very long game, and the story is fine. I guess the story makes it very, very apparent that Relink is a game that takes place in the middle of an ongoing story, because it's a gacha game, right? It's a mobile game that's running, that's still doing service in Japan right now. And when the story starts out, you have a party, you have a bunch of people already. I don't know who the fuck any of these people are. I don't know my relation to these people. I don't know why I should be caring about these people. And it's we are on our way to this area. I don't know what the fuck that is. We left this area. I don't know what that is. So, it's very apparent that it's just it's a chapter kind of in the middle of a story. It's kind of like watching an anime movie without mm-hmm. having seen any of the anime.
That was that. I made a video on this, and I was like, I'm kind of excited for this game because I feel like it's going to tell me the story of Grand Blue from the beginning.
It will not. It absolutely will not. No. It
does
will
that
just...
mean I need to go play the fighting game? Do I need to play Rising for the story? Like, which what has the story from the beginning?
I think you're just. I think the mobile game. I think you're gonna have to read a wiki. I think you just have to admit that you're gonna start playing Relink, and you're not gonna understand really
maybe
the world.
Yeah. Maybe the animation.
Oh, maybe the animation. Maybe the animation.
Maybe the animation.
Yeah. But the best thing, like the way that I felt, yeah, it's like I sat down and I watched like a movie for like I went to the theater and I watched like the Jujutsu Kaisen movie without having watched
that is
any of Jujutsu. That's how I felt. Yeah,
you just
I
know
was like,
you know like a character yeah. like oh this is Gran and this is that one person I think I remember seeing like from something
yeah I'm
else,
like
but...
I recognize I don't know their motivations I don't know their backstory so the game tries to fill you in a little bit on the backstory of these characters kind of where when you recruit them you go to the quest counter and you'll get like snippets like text and with voiceover of just like kind of the character a little bit to introduce you a little to the character but yeah the story's super short and it's fine it's an okay story but I would like I said like wait for a sale if you're just going to do the story. The real game is basically the loot grind part of it which fully starts when the story is finished so when you're doing the story you have like your standard party who show up in all the cutscenes. It's not really like dynamic in the characters that you are your real party. Like it's just pre-rendered cutscenes with like the generic party, right?
Right, right.
So you get those characters at first, and a couple times throughout the story, you have a thing called a crewmate card, which lets you, like draw a character, like pick a character, basically, right? So you'll get to add like three or four characters extra through the story. And that's it. You won't be able to unlock all the characters. Once you're done the 10-hour story, the systems really fully open up. The crafting system opens up. The upgrade system opens up. You get way more quests. You get a bunch more crewmate cards that add more characters to your party. You get more sigils, which kind of are like accessories, like in a typical JRPG that boost your stats. And... yeah, that's it. That's where the game actually starts. You got to do quests to get materials to make new weapons. Then you got to get more materials to upgrade those weapons, and you repeat until you're done, until you're tired of the game. So
it's basically like the demo. You really have to like play story to then play. I mean, in the demo, you could do the opposite. I mean, you could choose which mode. But the fact that it's kind of locked behind the story, and at least the story's short, like you said. I mean,
you still get part of it. You get like a light version. You get a teaser. So in the story, while you're doing the story, rather, you will be able to craft two additional weapons.
Oh,
like they
okay.
just show up. They show up at the blacksmith, and you can craft them. You can upgrade them to like the
and then
to a cap. You have to break the cap a bunch of times. If you ever played a mobile game, you know what this is like. Where you have to uncap your shit repeatedly.
Yeah.
You get to uncap your weapons twice, give or take, with the materials you get from the story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you get, like, some crewmate cards to get a couple characters.
Okay.
And you get a bunch of quests, too, like optional quests, not just story stuff. But so once you've done the story, the crafting system, like, fully opens up where it's like, here's a bunch more weapons you can make. You can break the cap, like, a bunch more times. And you're like, oh, I'm going to break the cap. And it's like, you need this thing. And I'm like, well, where do I get that thing? And it's like, from this quest. I'm like, oh, no. So that's
really
where the monster hunter part of it. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I was wondering is, like, so the demo, the way that it played for at least the, for, like, the elements, like, the monster hunter element, where you go and attack a monster, it was just, in an arena only, like there's no build up. You just kind of spawn there and
drop in.
Like,
yep. Yeah.
Fight this thing. And
I
hope that they kind of expand upon that or there are
no,
other
well, the story,
things, like...
the story is like, yeah, you're running through a whole area and you're doing fights and then there's a boss fight. That's the story. When you're doing just a quest, it's a lot like, I don't know. Yeah, it's basically that. You do either a horde where you are dropped in, you have to fight a bunch of monsters until time runs out, or you protect a thing until time runs out, or you fight a boss. Those are the quests so far.
It's gonna be It'll be interesting to see how the game holds up. I've heard they have at least 3 DLCs already, or like updates coming down the line before May this year. So,
yep. Yeah, if you're hoping it's like Monster Hunter where you get dropped into a whole area and then you have to like track the monster and then you like beat the shit out of it and then it runs away and then you track it again. There's none of that. It is basically like a 10-minute boss fight, like for the harder. Sorry, what?
I can't tell if that's good or bad, but I mean,
I like that. I prefer that.
It's I mean, that's true to the mobile game, right? Or any of those games, like.
Well, I mean, like coming
a crap ton of HP.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, so like coming from like MMOs, that's kind of just like an MMO raid where you get dropped into a fight. It's like a big boss. It has like a buttload of health, and you go through.
But you go. There's a lead up to the and. Within the raid, right? There's like, it's not just, I mean, there's probably different types.
You get dropped into a boss fight and then it just starts.
Well, there's no like, oh, go here a little bit, go.
No, not at all.
Okay.
In the story, it's like that. You got like, you're like, oh, we're in like a mountain and we have to go like traverse and there's tons of like walking and stuff and there's like save points along the way. That's in the story. But once you do like the quest, it's just like, fight this griffin. And you're like, okay. And you depart on the quest and then you get dropped in. It's a big ass arena and there's a big ass griffin to fight and it's like a 20-minute timer, so it's a lot. Like if you ever played like an MMO raid, it's what it's like.
I mean, coming from Destiny's raids, now I see that like it's a little bit different because Destiny has like the kind of traversal and stuff built into
that's kind of like a WoW. That's like a WoW raid then.
It makes sense now, the kind of different system. So
That's like a WoW raid where there's like a lot of, there's way more walking, let's say, where you kind of go from area to area. Like, but like, this is just like a boss fight. It's just a boss fight. Yeah.
So it'll be,
well, some of them like, are boss fights, but yeah.
Well,
sorry, what?
I do want to stream like in-game stuff, but it's like, can I continue playing it for like, cause I imagine like if you keep playing it, there's going to be some crazy cracked out stuff coming down the line maybe, or some cool collabs, but it's like,
you're
gated by, if you haven't gotten to this yet.
No, then, like, you can do some insane builds too, depending on like your character, your skill loadout, your sigils, your weapon. There's a lot of, build possible, like not a lot. I'm sure people hit a meta like very fast, like pick this character, pick these skills, pick that weapon kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, building up to that is like, that's where your time sink is going to be, because you have to get the materials to make the weapon and upgrade it and that kind of stuff. But yeah, the boss fights are pretty fun. They're like a lot like MMO raids where they have phases. So there's like the typical attack phase where you can hit the boss like a ton of time, and then it hits like kind of like an enrage mode where you can't really do too much damage to it. Yeah. And it has like a big gigantic attack that lasts for like a minute or 2 minutes or something, and you're spending like all that time basically not getting hit, like you're dodging a lot of stuff on the ground, and then it'll tucker itself out, and then you go back in, and it's kind of like there's sections with DPS checks where you have to like destroy this thing before it blows up kind of thing, right? So it's like that. It's like attack, DPS check, dodge phase, repeat until you've beat the boss kind of thing.
Okay. Well, I will definitely pick it up. I'm definitely going to pick it up and try to start it this week. I know I said that last week, but now at least I know where I have to get it. It just kind of sucks there's no crossplay, but like I said, if you end up buying it again and grinding to
On a PC, so you
I'm gonna, I think, because Ehed doesn't have a PS5, so Ehed's gonna grab it, and I think one of our other friends has it on PC as well, so
yeah if you're just gonna do
four players, right? At least up to four players.
Your party is four players, so up to four.
Up to four, so if anything, that might be the kind of place to play it then.
I'm curious to see, like, I mean, yeah, if you wanted like a build like Monster Hunter style, like, yeah, absolutely none of that. You just get dropped into like a hard 10-minute boss fight and then you're done. Yeah,
then again, you can't, it's really hard to do those games on stream. But then again, like Thursday, that's why I have it on Thursdays, because it's just like multiplayer stuff. I was like, man, maybe I should just pick up Tekken, man, because I only play 3D fighters. Honestly, that's the only type I can really play, feel comfortable with. So, damn, Tekken's so good.
my tip for Granblue is, like, as soon as you can unlock a new character, do that, and then don't play as the captain, like, the main character anymore. Like,
oh, yeah, because he was bad in the demo. I'm sorry.
He's not bad. He's not fun.
He's not fun. He's he's very basic.
Yeah. So the way the captain works is like you have to complete combos to build up what they call the art level. So by completing a full combo, you'll get your art level up. And then when your art level is maxed out at 4, your skills that are on cooldown, they do more damage and repeat forever, which is fine, whatever. But other characters have different like quirks to them. Like some of them have like timing based combos and you have to complete. Fun. Some of them have stances, like where you have to swap stances and like you build your meter. Like a lot of characters have meters of some kind, some meter that you build up. And yeah.
Most of the other characters from the demo that I did play, they're just more active. Like you have to be focused on, like you said, the stance or the parry or the timings, like all these different, just little simple things, but they keep you engaged in the fight. Similar to like how if you're playing Super Mario RPG and you have to, the timing, you don't just hold, have guard, you need to time it to have a better version of the guard, you know? So
So there's the characters where like, it's like if you do a follow-up hit with perfect timing, it'll allow you to charge up one of your other attacks faster, or you get a damage boost or something. So yeah, I would say like, once you can get a character that you like, just play as that character. You don't need to play as the captain, the main character, but for the story, he has to be in the party for the story.
Okay.
And then once you're done the story, you can take him out. Yeah.
All right. Well, that will do it for us this week. We hit a smooth hour, but where can they find you, Alex?
I'm streaming on Twitch 2 times a week, twitch.tv/root24. I need to pick a game for this week. I finished Ghost Trick last week, so that was fun. So I don't know, come hang out, we'll play something weird.
Cool. Then you can find me on Twitch as well at Ninja Trickster, still playing Prince of Persia on Wednesdays and Fridays. Saturday and Sunday, I'm playing Catherine, and Thursdays, I guess we're playing some Foam Stars this week, something multiplayer. So,
yeah,
come on out, enjoy, chill, have some fun. And of course, leave a 5-star review if you are so gracious and willing to about on the podcast. Thanks everyone for listening as always. And we will see you next week for episode 192 of the Unknown Games podcast. Ed might actually be here too. So you might get a treat.
I thought he wasn't going to be here today because he was like binging Yakuza. He's like, Yakuza.
He said he was working, but he might be working on Yakuza.
I really thought the reason was he was just like, nah, I want to play Yakuza. And just he was just doing that.
Oh, man. So we will catch you later, everyone. Have a good one. See you next week.
Yeah. All right. See you.